Kah Dasa Raghunata Patita Pava. Amora bata juga kakavira Amora Ata Juga Kakavira Eka kale kota gela gora natara Neka kale kota gela gora natara. Shane kutibo mata anade poshibo anade poshibo Pashane kutibo mata anale poshibo Gauranga gunera nidhi kota kele pabo Gauranga gunera nidhi kota kele pabo Se sabha sangira sangye ye koi lo vida Se sabha sangira sangye ye koi lo vida 세상가나파야탄데나로타마다세상가나파야칸데나로타마다제아니도나빠져
Hare Krishna. So we are observing the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. For most of us, he is our great grand spiritual master. And it's his instruction that Srila Prabhupada took, as it's described by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, as his life and soul, to come to America and, I guess, start the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, in most times when we have either an appearance day or disappearance day, we do speak about their particular appearance or disappearance, and in general it's similar or the same pastimes. So what we thought we'll do for a little different change is something that I've heard, and I'm sure each of us has heard on different occasions. That if you want to honor, Srila Prabhupada would say that if you want to honor a great person, in this world where people create these statues and then they garland those statues, and Prabhupada would often chide or deride such practices, that they will make a statue and once a year they'll put a garland, and the rest of the year the crows and pigeons are passing stool on the statue. And then once a year they'll clean it up again for what he calls Jayanti, or some particular once a year, and then they'll clean it up, put more garlands, and then the rest of the year again the crows and pigeons pass through. He said that's not the best way to honor a person. If you want to honor a great person, then one should try to emulate in their lives the teachings left behind by that great person. In that sense, you take that great person and their teachings with you or with us every day. Thank you. So it's his disappearance day. I thought I'll read from two of his essays. These appear in the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava. Vaibhava means glory, and this is this three-part book or three-volume book. The first volume has like a biography of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the other two volumes have his teachings, his writings, and some history of the Gaudiya Math. So this is from third volume. I'm going to read two essays. The first is called Assuming the Responsibility of Being Guru. And the next one is also an interesting one. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to read for some time and then open up for some sharing. So from what you've heard, that I'm reading, something that your attention was attracted to, something that was nice and you want to share something from it, etc. So it's going to be not just me reading something, and it's going to be two-way. Okay, so the first one is called Assuming the Responsibility of Being Guru. It's from a lecture by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Sachidananda Matha in Cuttack on the 10th of July, 1927. We have taken upon ourselves the responsibility of welcoming this grave charge. All in the audience have accepted ordinary seats. I alone have been provided with a lofty seat. All are in effect being told, quote, "Have a look at that big animal from the zoo gardens. What arrogance! So foolish, so wicked. Have you ever seen such a big brute? Garlands of flowers have been put around his neck. What laudations, what bombastic, long-drawn, hyperbolic adjectives. And how complacently he is listening to the praise of his own achievements. How intently and with his own ears. Evidently, he also feels delighted. Is he not acting in plain violation of the teaching of Mahaprabhu? Can such a big brute, so selfish and insolent, ever be reclaimed from brutishness?" End quote. I happen to be one of the greatest of such fools. Because of my arrogance, no one offers me good advice. Inasmuch as nobody condescends to instruct me, it occurs to me that I should present my case to Mahaprabhu himself and see how he would advise me. Then Sri Chaitanya Deva said to me, "Whomever you meet, instruct him regarding Krishna. On my order, become a guru and save this land. In this, you will not be obstructed by the current of the world. You will have my company once again at this place." In these verses is found the proper explanation of this apparent inconsistency described above. He whose only teaching is humility more than that of a blade of grass said, quote, "By my command, become a guru and save this land," end quote. In this instance, Mahaprabhu himself has given the decree, "Perform the duty of guru even as I do myself. Convey the same instruction to whomsoever you chance to meet." Chaitanya Deva says, "Tell them these very words, on my order, become a guru and save this land. Deliver people from their foolishness." Now, whoever happens to hear these words would naturally protest with palms joined, "But I'm really a great sinner. How can I be guru? Your Godhead himself, the Jagat Guru, only you can be guru." To this, Mahaprabhu replies, "In this you will not be obstructed by the current of the world. You will have my company once again at this place. Do not practice the occupation of a guru for the purpose of injuring others through malice. Do not adopt the livelihood of a guru to become immersed in the slough of this world. But if you indeed can be my guileless servant, You will be endowed with my power, that you need not fear. I have no fear. My Gurudev has heard this instruction from his Gurudev, and it is for this reason that my Gurudev accepted even such a great sinner as I and told me, on my order, become a guru and save this land. Only those who have never heard these words of Sri Gaurasundara say, how bizarre to listen to one's own praise. In their opinion, while the guru is instructing the disciple in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, he is perpetuating a major sin. What is the acharya to do when he has to explain the verse, acharyam mam vijaniyam? Never disregard the acharya or consider him your equal in any sense. These are the words of Sri Krishna himself, whereby the jiva is to be benefited. Is the guru to desert his seat, the seat of an acharya, from which these words are to be explained? That office was conferred on him by his Gurudev. If he does not act up to its requirements, he is doomed to perdition for his offense against the holy name in the shape of disrespect toward the guru. He must execute his duty, notwithstanding such behavior being open to charge of egoism. When the guru imparts the mantra to his disciple, should he not tell him to worship the guru by that mantra? Should he instead say, give the guru a few strokes of the shoe or horse whip? The guru is never to be decried. The guru is the abode of all gods. While reading from the Bhagavatam to his disciple, should the guru abstain from communicating these words to him? Only to him who possesses guileless spiritual devotion to the guru, similar to that offered to Krishna himself, are the holy mysteries manifested. Is the guru not to tell these things to his disciples? Adau Guru Puja. The worship of the guru has precedence over all others. The guru is to be served just as Krishna is served. The guru is to be worshipped in a particular way. Is the guru to desert his seat without telling all the disciples these things? In the angle, there is always the defect in the shape of absence of fullness. Oh, I'll read again. In the angle, there is always the defect in the shape of absence of fullness. The evenness of level of 180 degrees less than 360. But in the plane surface, in 360 degrees, there is no such defect. Ordinary foolish people fail to grasp the simple truth that in the emancipated state, no defect is possible. As the saying goes, having begun the dance, it is no use to draw the veil. I am only doing the duty of Guru, yet if I preach that no one should shout Jai to me, that is, if I merely say in a roundabout way, sing Jai to me, it would be nothing short of duplicity. Our Gurudev has not taught us such insincerity. Neither has Mahaprabhu taught such insincerity. I must serve Bhagavan in a straightforward manner. The word of Bhagavan has come down through the Guru. I have to obey it in all sincerity. I will not disrespect the Guru at the insistence of any foolish or malicious sectarians, especially since Sri Gurudev has directed me, on my order, become a Guru and save this land. My Gurudev has taught this command and in turn conveyed it to me. I will not be guilty of any insincerity in carrying out that command. In this matter, I will not accept the ideal of ignorant, insincere, pseudo-ascetic sectarianism. I will not learn insincerity. The worldly-minded, the malicious, the false renunciates, and the selfish cannot understand how the devotees of Bhagavan, kicking out everything of this world by the command of Bhagavan, throughout the 24 hours never deviate, not even for a second, from service to God. hypocritical sectarians and pseudo-Vaishnavas who intellectually cherish the longing for earthly fame will naturally think, what a shame it is for one occupying the seat of the Guru to listen to the eulogies of disciples. But every Vaishnava regards all other Vaishnavas as the objects of his veneration. When Thakur Haridas exhibited an attitude of extreme humility, Mahaprabhu said, you are the greatest of the world, the crushed jewel. Please let us have our meal together. He carried in his arms the Satchidananda form of Thakur Haridas. In the community that follows Sri Rupa, the qualities of desiring no honor for oneself and readiness to duly honor others are fully present. Those who detect any disparity are, like the owl, blind while the sun shines. By such conduct, they commit offense. If I disobey the law that has come down to me through the chain of preceptorial succession, the offense of neglecting to carry out the order of the Guru will sever me from the lotus feet of Sri Gurudeva. If to carry out the command of the Vaishnava Guru, I have to be arrogant or brutish or suffer eternal perdition, I am prepared to welcome such eternal damnation and even sign a contract to that effect. I will not listen to the words of malicious persons in lieu of the command of Sri Gurudev. I will dissipate with indomitable courage and conviction the currents of thought of the rest of the world, relying on the strength derived from the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. I confess to this arrogance. By sprinkling a particle of pollen of the lotus feet of my preceptor, crores of people like you will be saved. There is no such learning in this world, no such sound reasoning in all the 14 worlds, in any man or god, that can weigh more than a solitary particle of dust of the lotus feet of my Gurudev. My Gurudev, in whom I have implicit trust, can never spite me. I am by no means willing to listen to the words of anyone who wants to hurt me or to accept me such a malicious person as my preceptor. May all of you have pity on me, the most heavily handicapped of all creatures, inasmuch as you happen to be of liberal disposition. You are always forgiving many persons of all sorts. May you do good to us by sincerely pardoning even this most arrogant of persons, who is no other than myself. So we have a mic for passing on. So, thoughts, comments. Oh Vaishnavas, Parama Karuna. Parma Karuna.
In clarifying that how Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj, who was willing to take the position of Guru on the order of his spiritual master to save the world, not for the sake of any adoration or fame, and he was considering himself as the most lowest person, and how he was telling that no matter how I want to be, I have to be a strong to smash the theories of different people, the wrong theories, but I will never go against the orders of my Guru. I will be a strong person. And at the last, he's asking the mercy that you are all liberal people and I am the most fallen, so please give me mercy so that I can carry out my
service. Who is his audience? Who do you think is his audience? Disciples. He's begging his disciples, please have mercy on me, forgive me, be very forgiving and pardoning.
Very significant.
He presents a dilemma. What is that dilemma that he's presenting?
The Guru is one who is meant to be the most instrumental agent of the Lord without taking any credit for himself, yet by nature of the service, he's required to receive worship on the same level as God, glorifications and things. So this is why he's indicating this seemingly hypocritical position.
Okay, that's one facet of the dilemma. What else? Anyone else? Daita, your hand raised, or I thought Daita wants to say something.
I was thinking the guru is supposed to teach by example, to be humble, to particularly to be humble. But here right. he's got this seat of honor, and everybody's worshiping him like God. So it's you're not really it seemingly seems like you're not teaching by example by accepting all of that.
Right. As a Vaishnava himself, he is saying that one of Mahaprabhu's teachings is to be lower or more humble than a blade of grass. And that same person who's actually humble, not just saying it, but who's feeling like that, has to then turn around and tell his disciples that the guru must be worshipped as good as God. And I am your guru, I'm going to sit on his seat. So how do you do that? So what breaks the dilemma? What breaks that? Instruction of his guru or instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's an order of this, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You were going to say something? Okay. Okay. Anything else? As we were hearing this essay, what did you feel? Did you feel anything? Yes.
That three things I felt when you were reading that. Of course, is English eloquence or proficiency of that. It's not single reading that will help. Fantastic language, his thing. And then predominantly I found that his humbleness over all the passage, that he's starting that, you know, he's being one from the zoo and he's being garlanded and starts like, the first word I thought of was humbleness. And then yet still down the lines, he was presenting very nicely how the instructions are to be followed from the guru, and it is his life and soul like that. Mm-hmm. To make it simple.
Okay, anything else? You want to say something, or you're in dilemma too?
Along the lines of what he was saying, like the way Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was expressing himself, like our regular experience of him is how strong he is with others.
Right.
And here is so nicely how strong he is with himself too. Even if it's he's speaking lowly about himself, he says it with so much conviction and strength. And just that point about how we can be with ourselves, like the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with ourselves. And then towards the end, and even in the middle, the conviction or the strength of his faith in his spiritual master is what stood out for me. Just so clear. His strength of his faith was just so clear as he was speaking.
Mm. No, thank you. Anyone else? Justin?
Well, it just seems that generally when we think of humility, we think like, oh, I can't accept anything. Like, I'll take no position. I'm the lowest of the low. But real humility, as it seems like he's explaining, is like to take a position of authority and to assume all these responsibilities, but to still stay completely humble in the mentality of being a servant of the servant. And so it's not like you can't accept anything, but you accept as much as you can and still stay completely humble.
Yeah. One thing, the feature of his humility on that point, humility is not, like you said, I won't take up this responsibility or that responsibility. The humility is, the guru has ordered and I'm doing as I'm ordered. That's the humility. And if he orders do this, we do this. He orders you do that, we do that. And another feature is in humility, generally the sense is one has to be very timid and, you know, weak or shy. It's just like the idea. But he's like, I will not accept any arrogant pseudo person. I will always, what a whole different persona, way he presents his humility. It was really very stark. Anything else, Acharya? Nishta?
Thank you. What Justin mentioned also, we see his, he mentions that the principal quality of a Vaishnava is simplicity. So it just comes out so much in spite of such exalted position and influence and resources and disciples, that none of that has affected in any way his simplicity of being a Vaishnava, of being a humble servant.
Yeah.
And so that simplicity is seeing how everything is meant for the service of Krishna. So he's not taking anything on his own behalf, which I think is a big obstacle that comes even as such neophytes. I'm speaking about myself, you know, we get some small thing and we're eager to blow it up or advertise it or ourselves. And just in comparison, the true emotions of a purified personality. And then also that he mentioned the guileless service, sincere service to the guru, is the means by which we assimilate transcendental knowledge. So I was just reading a few of his quotes earlier. I want to just share one that was,
I have one essay to read in about 7 minutes. So
okay.
Can this you read
very,
one quote?
Yeah, it's very quick. It says, if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, we can become free from illusion, fear, and distress. If we wholeheartedly beg for his mercy without any deceit, then the spiritual master bestows all auspiciousness upon us. So freedom from this motivation.
Guileless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next essay is called Deceitful Disciples. On the morning of 18th December 1936, 13 days before his departure from this world, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave the following informal talk in his room at Sri Gaudiya Math. It was his last discourse before he became bedridden, not to rise again. He spoke with such amplitude that his cheeks became red. Present were a few Western devotees and also Sri Sundarananda Vidya Vinoda, who made notes and later published these instructions in the Gaudiya, that's the magazine. Most of the speech was in Bengali. Words recorded as having been spoken in English are set in boldface. So, about deceitful disciples. This is like the final thing he ever said anything. Quote, okay, this is his, to cross a river, one should keep a boat and a boatman. Similarly, one needs to keep a guru. I have no connection with persons who have accepted a guru with this attitude. They deceived me. Therefore, they too will fall prey to deceit. Birth after birth, I will deceive them. They will fall aside by partaking in worldly objects. To rule a kingdom, a king is required. And to correct the king, another person is required. He might tell the king, you are seeking private happiness while we are seeking public happiness. But we say, we want neither public nor private happiness. We want only Krishna's happiness. The rulers have one kind of sectarian happiness, and the Congress people have another kind of sectarian happiness. We will not participate in any sectarian happiness. We will join the party of Krishna's happiness. We are not worshippers of Krishna alone, nor of Guru alone. We are worshippers of Krishna with his entourage. The topmost servitor of Krishna is Sri Guru Pada Padma. Gurudev is Guru, or the heaviest, unshakable, due to his not taking possession of Krishna's property. Those taking possession are laghu, light or superficial or fallible. Some who made a show of accepting a guru as if keeping a boat for crossing a river tell me, "We may submit to you on spiritual matters, yet because you are quite incompetent in worldly affairs, in other matters we will follow the public party opposed to serving Hari." But that is not our line of thought. Apart from items conducive to Krishna Seva, we accept nothing of this world and nothing from beyond it. They think, just as there is a party of non-devotees, so there is a party of Hari Guru Vaishnavas. But we say, there is no party feeling among Hari Guru Vaishnavas. They are not vying with non-devotees. We do not long to become big in this world by rivaling non-devotees. Our only hope and desire is to become a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya's Sri Rupa. Adidanas Trinam Dantar Idam Yache Punapuna Srimad Rupa Padambojo Dhulishyam Janma Janmani. Taking a blade of grass between my teeth, I fall down and pray again and again to become dust at Srimad Rupa's lotus feet, birth after birth. To those who approach Sri Guru Pada Padma, who approach Sri Rupa, being convinced that I am very great, I am a person of monumental realization, I am the Guru of Gurus, I am the Guru of Vaishnavas, can never understand the glory of being a particle of dust at Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhu's feet. Our Sri Guru Pada Padma utterly routed this kind of thinking. In this regard, we have learned from Sri Rupa Goswami, "O friend of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have no one else to look to except your lordship." The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rains or throws a thunderbolt. Our only firm determination is, "Ami to tomara, tumi to amara, ki kaja apar dhane." I am yours, you're mine, why should I care for other assets? Our Sri Rupa said, "One should associate with devotees who are more advanced than oneself and endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord, and should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees." I never indulge in Janasanga. Vijatiya people surrounded my Guru Pada Padma on all four sides. Fools thought, "He is keeping association with Vijatiya people. He appreciates them, but he always stays with them." In reality, he did exactly the opposite. As much as he paid external honor to somebody, to that degree he deceived him. For we can judge anything by the fruit it bears. Persons desirous to enjoy sense objects did not actually associate with my Guru Pada Padma, nor did they ever get his darshan. If we come to study Srimad Bhagavatam to learn geography and astronomy, then we prove to be Anya Jatiya Ashraya. In the same way, some people come to see a sadhu or guru to study his scholarship, appearance, skills and so on. They want to collect dharma, artha, kama, moksha from a sadhu or guru. If this is my case, then I am Anya Jatiya Ashraya. Servants of Sri Rupa do not associate with me, for I am Vijatiya Ashraya. Vijatiya Ashaya. Ashaya means desiring. But deceive me by giving me objects of this world. Because the Bhagavatam does not know geography and astronomy, do not neglect it. The Anya Jatiya Ashaya say, "From Srimad Bhagavatam, I will take only spiritual advice and will do everything else taking the advice of the public who are averse to Krishna." Those not established in the Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam verse of Sri Rupa, in accepting only things favorable to bhakti and rejecting everything unfavorable, are not surrendered to Guru Pada Padma. I will perform all mundane work in a manner conducive to Krishna Seva, never in a way congenial to the non-devoted public. One should always be conscious of what to accept and what to reject in Krishna Seva. The criterion is the principle of anukulya, favorable, and pratikulya, unfavorable in Krishna Seva. We will never imitate public or we will never imitate private or public stupidity. We will not become S. Day, S. Basu, B. K. P., whatever the names are, still taking advantage of all these worshippers of Abhimanyu and Uluchandi, cheating them all. We will worship Sri Gopi Janna Vallabha. If we forsake everything that stands against my Guru's beloved interest, we will be ultimately victorious. From all things, we will pick up those conducive for Hari Seva. Let it be unethical to the extreme. Even being so, it may be linked with Hari, Hari Sambandhi. I am not in the least after the ethics of R. Datta's mode, the criminal ethics that wants to confine my Krishna to prison. Krishna is Sarvatantra Svatantra, supremely independent. Spirituality is one thing, and the present day mentality is something else. Therefore, I will hear from you only religious instructions and will roam in this world with my own intelligence as a guru. Those who say like this subscribe to the logic of half a hen. As I keep my boats, so I keep my master. One who secretly maintains this mentality has not come to me. Like the South Sea Bubble, or in English history, the South Sea Company, they will raise their head very high for a few days, proud that I am great, but shortly afterward will evaporate. Skyrockets will go very quickly high, but then fizzle out. The servant of Guru Pada Padma is not like that. The final goal should be settled first. All happiness should lead to the absolute fountainhead. Many think that the efforts of Karmakandis are Indianism, but we do not subscribe to such Indianism. We should not subscribe to non-Indianism also. That will go to the happiness of mankind. We take all for the happiness of Krishna. We do not admire black skin or white skin. We only say, and will always say, that the absolute truth should be served. The words uttered by my Gurudev Sri Rupa Goswami are perfect. I pray to all that they will help me in the service of my Sri Gurudeva Sri Rupa. My Gurudev has no idea but to serve the fountainhead. The very treasure of Sachidananda Vigraha, the very treasure of Sachidananda Rasa is with my Gurudev. So we must not consider that Rupa Goswami was a fool because he had no chance to learn modern science, astronomy or geography. So last paragraph, and then let all people of the world condemn me, or let them sing my glories, but may I never be deprived of being a particle of dust clinging to Sri Rupa's lotus feet. How can I get rid of time and space? How can I get rid of empiricism or impersonalism? It is possible only if I could become dust at Sri Rupa's lotus feet. Otherwise, there is no means. If not, my fleshy perception won't be removed by scintilla. I want rather to follow Sri Rupa. I want to become the eternal dust of his lotus feet rather than a British lion, a Russian bear, or anything of the world. With a straw between my teeth, I beg you all, help me to become pollen at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, and that will also benefit you. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. We have about 11 minutes, so we'll do Pushpanjali, and then Arati, and then Mahaprasad. Okay? So, thank you. Hare Krishna. Pushpanjali prayer. Luke, you want to recite Pushpanjali prayer? Yes? No? Okay. No, sure. Anyone else? You go on the telephone? Okay, I need the song book. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhana Videvi Daitaya Krupabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojjala Premadhyā Shri Rūpa Nūga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rūpānuga Viruddha Apasiddhānta Dvantahārine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambhara Sambodhe Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanugavarayate Gauravirbhama Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta.
Gopesha Gopika Kanta.
Radha Kanta Namostute.
Radha Kanta Namostute.
Jayatam Suratau Pango.
Jayatam Suratau Pango.
Mama Manda Matir Gati.
Mama Manda Matir Gati.
Matsarvasva Padam Bhojo.
Matsarvasva Padam Bhojo.
Radha Madana Mohano.
Radha Madana Mohano.
Divyad Vrinda Aranya.
Kalpadrumadah
Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibi Sevyamanav Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatasthitaha Karshan Venu Swanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we'll use the flower petals for three times of offering Pushpanjali. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya
Krishna
Prishthaya
Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati
Iti Namine
Esha
Pushpanjali Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya
Krishna
Prishthaya
Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati
Iti Namine Esha Pushpanjali Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya
Bhutale Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta
Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati
Iti Namine
Esha Pushpanjali Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Oh, you sing it, you know. Cool.
Sansara dava nalalida loka chanaya karunya gana gana tva
Sansara dava nalalida loka pranaya
Sarva nalalidha loka pranaya karunya
Kanta Kanta Twa Kanta 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 Tasya kalyana gunanavasya Vande guru shri charanaravinda
Tasya kalyana gunanavasya
Tasya kalyana gunanavasya Vande guru shri charanaravinda
Tasya kalyana gunanavasya Vande guru shri
Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita Varitra Madhyan Manasura Sena Romancha Kampa Shrutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda
Romancha Kampa Shrutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru
Vigrahara dhana nitya nana Shringara tan mandira marjanado Tasya bhaktam saniyunjatope Vande guru shri charanaravinda Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasado Svadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Vaiva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Madhavayorapara Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nama Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nama tikshanaspadanalorupasya vande guru shri charanaravinda Tikshanaskananalodupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Rati keli siddhaya Yayali bhiyu pira pikshaniya Tadrati daksha rati vala bhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Sakshadari dena samasta shastra Uktastha tava vyata eva sadhi Kintu prabhu ya piya eva tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Kintu prabhu ya priya eva tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Yasya prasadan bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadan nagati kutopi Jayantu vanta jaya sastri sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Jayantu vanta jaya sastri sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Samsara Dava Nalalika Loka Pranaya Karunya Ganaranata Nayakarunya Ganaranatham Tatasya Kailana Gunana Vasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda. Jaya Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Jai Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Nama
Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Dada Srivas Adi Gora Bhakta Vrinda
Chaitanya
Nitai Nitai
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Gaura
Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama Rama
Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Bhor Hari Bhor, Hari Bhor, Hari Bhor, Nitai Bhor. Nitai Bhor, Nitai Bhor.
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंसा परिवादक आचार्य श्रोत श्रद्धा श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंसा परिवादक आचार्य श्रोत श्रद्धा श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
प्रह्लाद आह्लाद दायिने हिरण्याकाशीपूर्वक्षः शिलातङ्कानखालये इतो नरसिंहा परतो नरसिंहो यतो यतो यामि ततो नरसिंह बाहिर नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह नरसिंह मादिं शरणं प्रपदे तव कर कमल वरे नखाम अद्भुत श्रृंगार दलित हिरण्यकशिप तानु भृंगा केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे तब कर कमल वरे न काम अद्भुत श्रृंगा दलित हिरण्यकशिपु तानु भृंगा केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव जय भक्त प्रह्लाद जय भक्त प्रह्लाद भक्त प्रह्लाद जय भक्त प्रह्लाद जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय
विघ्न विनायक नरसिंह भगवान की जय प्रहलाद महाराज की जय श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल।